Hello and welcome to
Ghostbeats,
horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hello. We watched, already forgot what it's called. I am getting tired of these movies where it's just like a random sentence. It's What's Inside from 2024. What's the name of the other movie that we just posted today?
Civil War?
No, we're going to the, what is it?
Oh, Leave the World Behind.
I don't like these titles, like Leave the World Behind. I don't know why it's impossible for me to remember these titles. But it was directed by Greg Jardine, and I think this is his first feature film. Now, this movie is listed as a comedy. I don't think it's listed as a horror at all in any of the genres. But this movie fucked both of us up so bad that it's like we're going to talk about it as a horror movie. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. So spaced out right now. It just makes me, like, I just feel like this week I, like, could have, like, lost everybody.
No. I'm right here. And we get to keep doing this. So, do you think it's a spoiler to, like, say what the movie's really about? It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough because there's, like, there is a concept that it plays with throughout the entire movie that is kind of like a surprising reveal when it happens in the beginning. But I guess, yeah, for the sake of preserving that, because that was pretty interesting. It's a tough one to talk about without spoiling.
I mean, it's a group of friends that haven't seen each other in a long time and they all get together.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and then things happen.
Yeah.
But it's a movie that it plays with some things that really kind of warp your sense of identity and reality in some weird ways that if you think about it too much, it will like absolutely fuck you up, which is what happened to us.
Yeah, it really put you in a dark place.
Yeah, it did. But it's interesting because, it is also just incredibly stylish. Like it was one of those things where it feels like it is really just doing a lot. Like all the editing and everything, it's very stylish, very over the top.
Yeah, a lot of the compositions reminded me of like a comic book.
Yeah. It's a lot, but it worked for me is the thing. Because there are definitely movies that I've seen recently that try to be like real stylish and they just don't really work. But this one, I really enjoyed the visual style of this movie.
Yeah, me too.
Completely. And it's kind of necessary because, when things start going kind of off the rails, it becomes really hard to follow at a certain point. And I think they use a lot of their stylish flourishes to... It doesn't make any sense if you don't know what the movie's about. But they definitely use that to their advantage with the storytelling, too. And I did feel like the characters were very realistic kind of archetypes. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can kind of recognize like, oh, I think I know somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, because it is very much about, different relationships and their dynamics. They're all meeting to, I guess it's like to celebrate their friend getting married.
Yeah.
But there are all these different relationship dynamics there that also plays into, what happens when the story gets going. Ares is losing his fucking mind.
Yeah, it's that time of night.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I thought it was a really good movie. Had a really fun time with it, even though it definitely fucked me up. How do you feel?
I really liked the movie, too. I think it definitely emotionally... There was at one point I feel like I was, like, dissociating. Like, I was like, I cannot with this anymore. But that's not the movie's fault. That's just the topic of the film.
No, I'd say that's the movie's fault. That's definitely what the movie's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know why more people aren't like completely freaked out by this, but
I don't know. I haven't heard anyone talk about this.
It made me think about this way too hard. But there's like nothing else we can say while we're just beating around the bush, so let's get the spoilers. So the main thing the movie's about is using this mystery technology to transfer people's consciousness between each other, which is totally like this weird magical thing you can't think about too much.
Because
like in literal terms, they describe it as your brain being like a hard drive and they're just, I don't think it works like that.
No, but suspend your disbelief and just
go. Of course. I just wanted to point that out up front, that they just kind of hand wave that whole thing.
It's okay.
Yeah. But right away, like the first time that they switch and they're all kind of freaking out, it did make me think like, yeah, if I open my eyes and I was in a different body and I could see myself, that would fuck me up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, all I kept thinking was when they were getting ready to do it again, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no. If I was there, I'd be like, fuck, though.
I would have been so pissed as you just did that without asking.
It's terrible. Because then what happens if, like, you get stuck in there or something?
Exactly. Like, no.
Yeah, stop. and that was the thing. Like, so that was already fucking us up. And we just have to talk about this part first because it is the thing that's, like, so horrifying about it. But yeah, then when the two characters die, that was the part where I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Because if you saw your own self die.
We don't need to, no.
We have to talk about it. We're doing a podcast.
I want to talk about it. I hate that. No.
Yeah, that's such a scary idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being stuck in a body like that.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. And then they were out, like, trying to gaslight the other people that, like, oh, it'll be fine. It's just what?
Yeah. And then, and ultimately when there was the big mix-up at the end and there was some, like, gender swapping happening.
Oh, yeah.
Which also is, like, horrifying on a whole other level.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that too much because I feel like that would get really dark.
It's already so dark.
I know.
Like, I will say, like, the beginning of the movie, I had no idea where it was going and I was fine with that.
Yeah.
But then it revealing itself to what it is, it was like, oh, okay, so this is what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's just when you think about it too long, it's just like, oh, like that sucks so much.
Yeah.
It's just so scary.
And all the actors did such an amazing job.
Yeah, like, they were all great. That's what I'm saying.
Really
all the characters,
sold it.
The characters all felt really believable.
Yeah.
And yeah, having to play... It's like the one layer is having to play another character who's in your body. And then when it's like, oh no, they think it's the one person,
right.
But it's actually like, I don't know how the fuck you could act that.
Yeah, a lot of mental gymnastics.
Because it was hard just to follow a lot of times. I did like how they would have those weird like red tinted images that kind of show who's actually in there. But I was also getting fucked up because I'm so bad with names in general that when they were like, oh, that's Cyrus. I'm like, who the fuck is Cyrus? I don't know. I think that definitely ruined part of the story probably.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely a portion of the story where I was a little lost, but...
It's okay.
Yeah. I was holding on for dear life. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would probably be interesting watching it a second time when you could maybe follow the characters and stuff more.
I don't know.
Because it plays, like, that's a big part of the story is this idea that certain people, they think it's this person in that body, but it's actually someone else. And then there's, like, twists at the end when people are getting the wrong bodies and... You know, his sister switched with, like, it's just all this shit that's like...
Oh, yeah, that was crazy, too.
Yeah, like, a lot
like
of the...
his sister was the mastermind, and oh, my God, that was...
Yeah, I think she took over his body initially.
Yeah.
And started the
whole
thing.
That's nuts.
Yeah, all of that was, it just starts, like, twisting your brain in knots trying to keep up with it. But it was super interesting. I didn't get too lost. It could have been way worse. They did a good job. That's what I was saying in the beginning about, like, the visual flares and stuff. They actually wind up helping to keep all that stuff more clear and easier to follow. But I have noticed that... Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just piggybacking off what you were saying. I like how they had the Polaroids on them.
It was that too.
A fun detail of the game, but also helping the story.
Yeah. But I have noticed, like, getting older, I think we've talked about this before, how, like, horror movies just kind of hit different. There's different things that scare me. And I've realized, like existential shit like this is definitely something now where I'm just like, oh, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
So like there winds up being movies that probably don't scare that many. Like we just did Leave the World Behind. Well, we didn't just do that. We did that at the end, at the beginning of the year, we just reposted it.
Yeah.
But that was another one that I think there was a lot of negativity around it. And people saying, this isn't a horror movie. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? That movie fucked me up.
Yeah, there's really something happening with, like, modern horror right now.
It's
like
too
we're tackling
real.
Well, yeah, we're just tackling different subjects, you know. And
yeah,
I think we've seen a lot of that in a lot of other movies, too.
Yeah, and it makes it interesting because it points out just how subjective horror is. It depends a lot on like where you are in life and your own life experience and stuff. And that's why like when I see people criticize a movie as like, oh, it wasn't scary at all.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, well, I don't give a fuck what you have to say because like that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
This one really fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept it pretty interesting with all the twists and turns with the different characters because there were characters like the groom, I think, was in love with another girl there. And that was cool, like the way they showed it.
Oh, yeah.
That was another thing we're talking about. Like when a director knows how to play with these kind of effects, it does such a good job of telling a story with very few words.
Yeah.
Because it was just this weird like pinhole zoom in on this character that showed you that he was like paying only attention to her, I guess.
Yeah. Even though the context of it, putting that aside, it was a very sweet, sweet way of like showing that.
Well, yeah, it was effective. Yeah. So I thought that was cool. And they were able to reuse that later when they were in different bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what like somehow led to them dying because they like broke the railing while they were having sex with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't even her.
I know.
It was her body, which is also
her body
like,
with someone else in there. Yeah.
No.
Fuck. That sucks so bad.
Yeah, it does.
But I think the thing that did kind of bother me was that, you know, obviously the lead couple were having all these issues with their relationship and they were constantly fighting and stuff. And then the big comeuppance at the end is that he's like in fucking jail for murder and she's there acting like, and you fucking deserve this. I hope you rot in here. And it's like, he was just a shitty boyfriend.
He was a shitty boyfriend, but you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, he was definitely a shitty boyfriend, but if that's his only crime and you're like, I hope you fucking rot in jail. It's like, jeez.
Well, I think it sells the whole effect of this movie.
Yeah.
Too.
And I think they were the only two that get back their like regular bodies. Right?
I'm honestly not even sure.
Yeah. I think so. But I was like, I don't know. Is this like girl power? Like locking up shitty boyfriends?
I don't think that falls into that category.
Okay. Yeah. That just seemed a little bit extreme to me. But it was a really surprisingly good movie because it kind of came out of nowhere. I think the director did like an AMA on the horror subreddit, which is how I even heard about it. But it was really good. It was a lot better than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can handle some existential dread, then maybe check it out.
Yeah.
I guess you already have if you're listening to this part. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't want to think about this anymore.
Okay. We can go to ghostbeast.com for all their links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover.
What the fuck is it called? It's What's Inside.
Yeah, I think it's What's Inside.
Think I got it. How about Under Skinamarink and Above the First Omen?
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Okay, you really have to think about that.
I wanted to think about it.
That's good. I'm glad you're taking it seriously. That puts it at number 38 on our list. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Let us know if you found any other surprising horror movies or maybe movies that aren't technically horror that fucked you up anyway. And you can follow us on TikTok. Like and subscribe. Yada, yada, yada. You might have to do that part.
Okay.
Bye.